CliffCentral.com.
Okay, welcome to the stream on CliffCentral.com. Today's show is going to be absolutely amazing. Whatever you're up to on this Friday afternoon. Damn, Maputi. On this Friday afternoon, that feels like a Monday. Really. Okay, cool. We want to, you know, hear what you guys have to say. It's hashtag the stream at CliffCentral.com. Yes, CliffCentral.com on Twitter. Oh my God. Today has been absolutely hot, and it's about to get hotter with all the guests that are going to be on today's lineup. And we've been tweeting all about them for the whole week. Maputi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself? Welcome to the stream, guys.
I am still suffering from what happened last week when we were in Cape Town.
Right.
Was it last week or was it this week?
Both.
The way I go. The way I can't remember what happened to my life in the past couple of days, I'm literally disorientated because I've just been saying, I've just been on that Liberado kind of tip because I've now got my life.
I mean, Mushoza, okay, ke chile, I am so dark. Mushoza, please come with your cream. We've been
really?
Playing in the sun.
Really? Because apparently, Mushoza, as we said, the facial cream says, and apparently, she has to use it every single week. So I was talking with one of my friends and he was saying that when she finishes, what's going to happen to her skin?
Anyway, done about Mushoza. It's about the fabulous people that are here today. Can you talk about our Vavas J Future, actually?
Where were we?
Yeah.
In the past couple of 3 days? Because it was really exciting and we explored a couple of things. For all the people that don't know what Vavas J is that we get invited to a whole bunch of events and we get to just report back and what happened and, you know, all of that stuff. Okay, cool. Maputi, you were at the NetBank Green Wine Awards.
So, guys, Mpo and I got the pleasure to get invited to the Green Wine Awards in Cape Town with the On Point guys, and it was really amazing. It was awesome. We did 4 wine farms, right? Was it 5?
4 wine farms. 4 wine farms. Drinking throughout all the 4 wine farms. I was like Nicholas Strathmate by the end of the day. Nicholas Strathmate in Cape Town, like, have you ever in your life?
Have you ever?
Okay, cool. So basically what the NetBank Green Wine Awards are an award ceremony celebrating organically made wine. So it's a scent of 2 decades ago, anything tangible, organic, would have been somewhat out there on the hempy friend. That's no longer the case now because the organic is going mainstream. And then what is happening is that now we're celebrating producers, people that are creating wine but in an organic manner. They also respect their workers and the best in a way that actually it's, you know, sustainable for the future. One thing that I've always been very worried about is people that work in the wine farms because we had a lot of stories about the racing that goes on and, you know, we went to that wine farm. Was it Renegade?
The first one that we went to is where they do the Pebbles Foundation, where they take kids through school and they make sure that they're well fed. And they fight in this mother drinking situation.
Mother drinking situation. Really? What is a mother drinking situation, Maputi?
No, please. It's Kampotato.
So the good thing about this is that it was created by Getaway Magazine. And this magazine really is responsible for a whole bunch of really amazing stuff. And then, you know, I really did enjoy myself, really. And I learned a lot about Cape Town, a lot about the green up. Because, you know, when you go to Cape Town, it's all about the turn up. It's all about, you know, all the stuff. But now I literally learned the importance of, you know, creating organic wine. Because I never thought of wine in an organic manner.
Right.
You know? I'd never thought of that. You know, so it's pretty good. But one thing I learned at Kaibon, I didn't see a lot of black farm owners, wine farm owners. So that is still.
I didn't even see one.
I see a colored one. Can't we classify him as black? We do. So at least that's one black person. And then the rest are just white people. But I guess in time things will start transforming, because now we're making people listen, especially now with the kids being revolutionaries in the next couple of years. It's going to be like really dope.
True. So we did the amazing race. It was really amazing. Unfortunately, our team
we lost. So the winning race was Crazy K from The Citizen. They won Libona Libonikole. So what was nice about the amazing race is that we went through all the 4 farms and then you would do one activity, like for example, we did sightseeing and you had to spot a couple of animals and then when you're done spotting them, you go to the next round, right? And then while you're doing that, you're still drinking one, which is absolutely amazing. If I could do that throughout my whole day, my life would be so amazing, you know? So, yeah, I think most importantly, besides just having fun, was raising awareness about the Pebbles Foundation is saying how donating and buying wine, Valiera, can actually, create about employment as well, and just create a whole bunch of awareness with regards to that.
And again, with the Reinecker Farm, where they give their workers houses, is it after 10 years of working for them?
10 years. So you work for 10 years and then Bafa and grow. And then I think that's really empowering. With a house comes dignity. With a house comes, you know, on a little pride in yourself, you know.
Because
as I said, I've always thought to myself, what happens when we leave? You know, how are these people treated, these farm workers? Because it's a cycle also. Because you find if the father was a farm worker, the child as well will start becoming a farm worker. You know, at least now and then they give out a couple of bursaries also.
Yeah.
Which is really amazing. It's really empowering, especially knowing that the Western Cape is known how loholika racism ya thing. You know, and people are growing and, you know, they're going out there. And, you know, for me, I felt that the scenery in Limpopo was a wow. How in Zopaliamo, Cape Town, make sure that you go to the wildlands and just enjoy yourself there, because there's a lot to explore. There's so much more to explore. It's even crazy. And get out that the fact that Nedbank also took, you know, the initiative, and they're actually one of the main sponsors. You know, so big ups to you. You know.
And again, we did the beach. We did the long street. I mean,
I don't want to talk about that. Don't want to talk about that. Because it's such a ratchetry moment for me.
Right?
It was such a ratchetry moment, you know? But, you know, all good things, you know. But what happens in Cape Town, I guess, stays in Cape Town. And that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Right.
So, Wena, according to you, what was your highlight for the awards? And
I loved the Reinecker Farm.
Okay.
But the whole walking those long hills, oh my God. That's like a noike chile, but I'm sure that I need the cream. I'm so dark right now. I'm trying to get ready for the feathers.
Imagine that. And the bottles, more the dark feathers. They always bring it. They always bring it out. Nobody's business. And if you've seen the categories, I don't want to talk about it now. And I feel like this next one. Also, we went to a really cool
music video shoot.
But how inverted to the second one? Why?
Excuse you, friend.
So Liberado had a music video and a PR shoot yesterday, which was pretty cool. And it had a whole bunch of celebrities there. It had Pretty Ugly, it had Buntle, it had the Duchess. Who else was there?
Moonchild
was there. Lady X was there. And it was a pretty dope, really, PR shoot.
Oh, and the hot guy, what's his name? Shane Eagle. Yes.
Shane Eagle. Yes. How can we forget Shane? Because you're, you know, I don't want to say drooling, on some other tip, you know. But I really enjoyed myself, and I really felt horrible about it. It was just the next future, really. When you're talking about Shane, and you know, I see Bachelor we keep using over and over, because the hashtag of open up the industry just keeps coming up.
I mean, we're done with the old generation. Libu non say they retired out. Really, with the news.
Because me, I was wondering what is happening with that hashtag. Did you perhaps know?
We'll get into it.
We'll get into it. So, you know, when I play a couple of, where is she?
What's that song you were singing when we were coming here?
The wretched one.
Yeah. Can you please sing it for me again?
No, I'm not going to do that to myself. I ain't going to do that to myself, you know. But can you keep it going? What was the song about?
Something about I'm a bitch.
No, really. Oh! Say something about I'm not going to go.
Something?
I was in a hole. But I'm admitting it. That was a pretty cool show. Okay, cool. Let's play a couple of music and then we'll be back.
Let's get into a song.
With somebody who's really interesting. Okay, this is a new banger from Amstel. Wow, what is it called? Actually, I'm not even going to try to do this because Lilo kind of like tried to correct me. What is the name of the song?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, baby.
And the lyrics are very amazing.
I know. There's a part where I sing in Lingala. That's a Congolese language. It says, Tozali Elokomoko.
Tozali Elokomoko.
Tozali Elokomoko. That means let's come together as one.
Let's come together as one.
You need to go Congo.
Maybe you're
going to
say it again.
Well, you know what?
Tozali Elokomoko.
Woo, okay. Yes. And it's really amazing. I think so. You know, come together. And it really is also what the Feather Awards stands for. It took a community and like all come together to come together into all of this.
That's who we are.
Okay, so the star-studded show. who had the finalists in 2000 Shovel Feathers Awards have been announced. And for the first time ever, you can vote for your favorite exclusively on mambaonline.com. The public's voice will be added to the judges' scores and will count towards 10% of the final vote that will be decided who the winner is. Now in its eighth year, the dilemma with the cause Chevrolet. Chevy, is that part of the thing now?
Chevrolet.
Chevy Feathers.
Yeah.
Chevy Feathers.
Chevy Feathers.
Is this the first time you guys have been working with Chevy? With Feathers?
No,
with
Chevy. From the
for
first
the last
day.
8 years.
For the last 8 years.
Yes.
Okay. Could you actually guys tell us what is the Feathers for somebody who doesn't know? They know that celebrities come. They know that it's fabulous. They know that it's flamboyant. They know that if you come, you're going to be entertained.
Yeah.
What exactly is the Feathers and what you guys are trying to achieve with this platform?
We're trying to achieve inclusivity, trying to achieve awareness and bringing the letters LGBTI and force them, well, not necessarily force them, but really bring them into people's ears and just make visibility of, you know, the LGBTI people and the community. So we've basically been celebrating gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex people for the last 8 years. And it's been amazing. We're pretty much all about talking about gay issues, LGBTI issues as they are. I mean, people always think that it's all about glitz and glamour. And if you people are listening now, probably tweeting that, you know, we don't know what the Feather Awards do. We don't know what the Feather Awards do. But we, for the last 8 years, have brought the letters LGBTI, like I say, to the, you know, to the fore, and have been on every major television platform, media platform, whatever, through the Chevrolet Feather Awards, because that is the whole aim. But then, because we've felt that over the last 8 years, everybody thinks we're just all about glitz and glamour, we're not necessarily just that alone. I mean, we, in celebration of the 8th anniversary, took to the country and went to 8 provinces, to rural and peri-urban areas. Kuruman, I'm talking Northwest, Mahikeng, I'm talking Pulukwane, somewhere in Limpopo.
So deep inside.
So deep in rural areas where elders, like senior people, abogogo, abomkhulu, would come and was like, what is being gay? What is being lesbian?
Yeah.
What is being, you know, transgender and all of that. And it was through our own fundraising and, you know, and we just decided that celebrating this, we must go out there. And I mean, because here, up here, there's so many resources. All LGBTI people here are chilled. They chill in Bram. They've got access to services.
You
and all
know?
Of that. And maybe not totally like adequate services and all that, but it's much better than back there. So we decided to go out there. And so basically, it's a vehicle that really tries to spread awareness and knowledge of what being gay, what being lesbian, what being transgender, and so on is all about.
I love the fact that you guys actually went to go township and more makaying, as you guys said.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine somebody growing up gay and people saying, oh, okay, ostabani, or this or that, being labeled something you don't even know yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, confused as well. And Rabona, the feathers, he said, oh, homonate, Rabona, Muri, magazine, but then to you, how does it impact you? Mm. And I'm glad that you guys actually took the feathers back to the people.
To the people. Yeah. I mean, the dialogues, there was 8 of them, and they had like various themes. So what we did basically was identify certain NGOs back there that work with LGBTI people on the ground. And we would say, what is the most pressing issues that you guys face when, you know, you work with LGBTI people? So there was so many issues that people dealt with, from hate crimes in Limpopo to say, for instance, culture, religion and LGBTI in the Northwest. You got there and there was such a big problem in terms of people being kicked out of their churches and they're not accepted. So there's like so much exclusion, and that is the problem. People are always like, right now, if you look at some of our nominees, it's like, oh, it's Black Coffee, it's empty, it's Babes or Duma. It's, why isn't there any queer people there? But the whole thing is, we're not about creating, you know. So it's like, why can't we so we're all about emphasizing inclusion, you know. Inclusivity,
it makes sense.
So there's, if you look at some of our nominees, there's like really, there's like gay people, there's like lesbian women, there's gay men, but also there's like heterosexual people.
That's true.
But then why can't I go to the Anglican church, for instance, because I'm, as a gay man, why can't churches do that, you know? So it was all about like trying to put a spotlight on these particular issues. And that also included going to rural and local media there in those communities because then we were trying to reach out to the people there. And people had really interesting
stories,
feedback and stories. Yeah,
I think for me, people, everybody's got their own story. I think going back, we are Mokwana, you know, must be something. I'm still, obviously, flamboyant and hona no rautzi about TV, radio, you're all over.
Yeah.
How was it growing up as, you know, a homosexual?
Oh, you know what? With me, I've always been an open book, you know. So, you know, we get the sango, mabari, oki gobela, utwasi sabatu and stuff. So
what's
I'm
that?
One of those that, you know, trusting self, like
you,
open,
you know,
and being openly gay and being me from the first day. Oh, Lungo just stepped in.
Hey, what a party. Yes. But
yeah, so I've always been an open book. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I must say, you know, it has been a journey like every other young gay boy. Okulang, you know, some people will call me names, and I used to go home crying, you know. But all those things made me strong, you know, because at some point I actually didn't understand because I was trying to find myself. I was young, you know, always being flamboyant and that, and kasamikal banyana stuff like that. And but the community could see that there was something different. So I always say something unique about this person, you know.
guys, so, you should see Amstel's nails.
They are on some other level.
Stella, when I'm talking about nails, did you check eyelashes?
Sure.
But the next level. So I actually want to know, obviously, Gautiba, you've got a very popular face, but then what's your role at the Chevy Feather Awards?
You know, me being Amstel, that's my role, just being there as the face. And I think it covers everything. I don't have to do much.
You just have to be there, be glamorous. And
yes.
Just, but, you know, we were talking earlier, and I think, Batu, like you were saying, you're also one of the facilitators.
Yeah.
And I think people, Barilita, are more easier to you because they know you.
Actually, Lumko was a facilitator. I was a face during the LGBTI dialogues. And it was very interesting for, you know, those young, you know, upcoming gays just to have, you know, the sense of me in the same room, you know, seeing Amstel. Because, you know, sometimes they think it's impossible. Is possible. And then for me, sometimes to get to play to that places, it's about bookings. But you know, because of the problem that we have as the LGBTI community in terms of discrimination, and sometimes it's difficult for me to reach the provinces because I don't get bookings. So it was actually very nice to be part of the LGBTI dialogues and, you know, listening to all the stories and everything that they're going through. It was very enlightening and very touchy. And there's so much that it needs to be done by the country. People are going through things out there, I must say. Yes.
Wow. So, because Hona no, also we've got Lumko in studio, but we're going to be talking to him after this particular song. What a day. Still on the stream here on cliffcentral.com. Still talking the Chevy Feather Awards. We've got a lot of stars in the building. People making entrances. Talking about Lumko. He's a TV producer. Socialite. And what else did I miss?
I'm not a socialite.
Hey.
Okay.
Nah.
But nah, go shit.
No.
Okay, Lumko, welcome to the stream.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Wow. Okay, cool. Tell me, what's your take on the Chevy Feather Awards?
This particular year or just the history of the awards?
This particular year.
It's going to be very exciting. Mm-hmm. I think.
And he's the host as well.
The host with the most.
I was so glad to see even Marcus Ayanda is going to be doing the red carpet. Lugan is going to be doing the main along with you.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be absolutely fireworks this year.
It will be fireworks. We're celebrating 8 years of the Chevy Feather Awards. And we are uniting as the LGBTI community to applaud and acknowledge people that are doing great work, our allies as well as our people that are part of our community. So it's going to be a turn up.
You guys are going to be doing the most.
Absolutely.
So what can we expect this year? What's going to be the wow factor? Why must we come? Why must we watch? You know,
look, I think the brand itself, Chevy Feathers, is a wow factor in itself. I mean, it's one of the premium events in the South African entertainment and pop cultural calendar. So if you look at the history of the awards and what they celebrate, and the fact that they're so lighthearted and they're fun while still tackling very important social issues and social ills, what you can expect is an entertaining show. A lot of surprises, a lot of spice, a lot of shade.
A lot of spice.
A lot of jaw-dropping moments, but it's going to be epic.
I actually saw that some of the categories involved Bonang, a.k.a. DJ Zindle, so you guys are going to be letting us relive that moment. But one category that I wish you guys had not let go because I didn't see it is, we think you're gay and it's okay, right? You guys had that category, right? Did you guys have it?
I don't remember that.
You guys remember
that. Also, even if we did, I thought you guys gone. No.
There was a category, and I remember. Kimango.
And it's okay.
Yeah. I think we think you're gay.
Guys, why?
Yes. And I remember you had a couple of people there who you thought, I think they were in the closet or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
the last time you saw the category.
Yeah. What about suspect?
None of it. There's a bit of pink somewhere there. Yeah, so okay. I think that's why I like the feathers as well. You know, Rukhona Puka find really serious issues and we get to be lighthearted. And we
say, but I want to put you on the spot now. So you've mentioned that category. Who would you nominate?
Who would I nominate?
Yes.
I would nominate Pila.
Pila who?
Pila. Which Pila? Matlingos, you know, Pila. Oh. I'd nominate Pila.
Okay.
All right. I'd nominate Pila.
Just him alone? I mean, there should be like nominees.
There's so many people. I honestly think AKA should be on that list.
Okay.
I honestly think AKA should be on that list.
So, okay, so, guys, let's continue with the show.
So controversial. Yeah, wait, nah. Go staging.
Hey.
Okay, so thank you so much for you guys for joining us. I appreciate you guys hotla. Even though Robile Mila Weming out to get here and you know. So what's the last word with regards to the Chevy Feathers?
Congratulations, first of all, to the Chevy Feathers, the sponsors, the Time Ditch Foundation, Chevrolet, FPB, and a whole lot of them. So all the sponsors, I think they're showing and they're showing the entire country and the entire continent that, you know, there it has to be some kind of attention brought to the LGBTI community, not just by casting a person on a certain show and have them play a gay role and say that you're representing them. So in terms of representation, I think and to see corporate South Africa do that and to pledge money towards such things like that, I think that's amazing, including local and provincial governments as well. So shout out to them. My last word as Lumko Johnson, the 17th of November, it's going to be lit. Stay on your Twitter timelines, and the broadcast channel will be announced very soon.
Wow.
Okay, I must also say big ups to the entire team from the Quad Republic. Those guys are amazing.
They
work day and night, you know, for making all these things possible, you know, and they're all gay group, you know.
You know?
Yes. Apart from Snay. Snay.
Hashtag Chevy Feathers 2016 on Twitter. Yeah. It's going to be fun and spicy. Tune in and keep it locked. We are happening November 17th.
Okay, all rose lead today. I am really excited to see who's going to be the winners. All the categories are fire.
Yes.
Twitter, go on Twitter right now. Hashtag Chevy Feathers 2016 and tell us who you predict is going to win. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm performing tomorrow here at the Baseline, the Joburg Pride After Party.
Oh, it's the Baseline.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was at the industry.
No, Baseline. So people must come and experience B2K. Hallelujah.
Okay. We just played Hallelujah, by the way. Can we play it out as well?
I'm Stella. Are you performing at the Feathers?
Surprise, surprises, darling.
Get a surprise.
Just said there's going to be so many surprises. So let me rather not say that.
Give a backup, say a dancer.
Okay, and I trust you can do very well on that.
With the least. Okay, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you,
and
dear.
We'll see you guys in the nearest future. That is an amazing song called Hallelujah coming from Amstel.
My lord, I love it.
Banger. I'm really sure that everyone is going to be dancing to this particular tune. I am really sure of the song. I thought Amstel was gone, really. In my mind, I thought Amstel na fedile ka yena, nirqetile, but then this is a really comeback. Right now, second guest is somebody we met at the
We're talking brands. We're talking fabulosity. We're talking wake up midday kind of thing.
Really? Wake up midday.
You know when you like when you have the coolest job, you can even wake up at 2 o'clock and just check your emails
and just do whatever you want to do. And as I was saying, we met this guy at the Ciroc Apple Affair, and we just thought this guy is so cool. And then when you explained that his job just revolves around being a brand ambassador, I was like, really? How do you do that? And you know, we always talking about alternative jobs, you know, as opposed to your traditional one. So welcoming Simtholile. Welcome to the stream.
Hello guys, nice to be here.
So I hope I got your name right? Simtholile.
Yeah, Simtholile.
So basically meaning we found him.
So in English directly it means we found him, but it basically means so I think my parents have been trying for a guy until eventually I popped up, and then that was when I was Simtholile.
So, okay, so Simtholile, tell us, what do you do? What is about you?
So I drink for a living. No, I'm kidding. Please. No, I'm kidding. I think you should put a disclaimer. Responsible drinker. No, I don't drink for a living. So what I do is I'm a brand ambassador for a company called Diageo. So under my wing, I have brands, big brands like Ciroc. I have Johnny Walker. And I have 30-odd single malts that I represent as well as Tanqueray.
Are you the influencer or the ambassador?
So I wish I was the influencer. Then influencer comes with big bucks. But
What's the difference?
So an influencer would be big people like, as you remember, we had 4 influencers.
Yeah.
Bonang, David Tlale.
Oh, Valets. Those are influencers.
Those are influencers. People that get paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
Oh. So we are ambassadors. So I'm an ambassador for Ciroc. So basically how I differentiate it, when you Google it or go to dictionary, you'll find different meanings, different technical meanings. So how I define it and how I separated. So an influencer is big up there, so everyone sees them, but not everyone has access to those people.
Okay.
So me being a brand ambassador, I think I've already influenced quite a lot of people, especially back home in little townships and in places, people that have access to me, but still see me as someone big. But
all right. So how did you become an ambassador?
How did I become an ambassador? It's actually it's a long story, so I think we might leave tomorrow here, but no, I'll just summarize it.
Yeah, please.
So it started back in high school, I think, when I've always wanted to be a chef.
Okay.
So I applied at UJ, me being from a very small town, Standerton. I applied in...
Standerton.
Okay. So I applied at the University of Johannesburg, hoping to be a chef. So I applied for hospitality management and so went for an interview, and I found out that it's not a chef course, but I have to do management. So part of those management subjects, it was I had food and beverages as a course, and I did my first lecture in beverage production, and I fell in love, and then went through varsity, got my qualification, managed 2 hotels, 2 food and beverage departments, in a place called African Pride and Fire Nice in Melrose Arch. And being a manager there, I used to host a lot of dinners, whiskey and like spirit pairings. And someone actually saw me there. I was like, you're actually quite knowledgeable in your spirits. Why don't you come over as a whiskey ambassador?
Mm.
And then afterwards became a whole portfolio ambassador. So vodka, gin, tequila, whiskey, so you name it.
Yeah. So do the looks also have an impact? I'm just asking.
I don't think so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be hired if the looks did.
I think we disagree, right?
Wow.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, what a nice voice. I can't even hear what he's saying. What a nice voice. But
flattery will get you everywhere.
So there's a lot that actually contributed to you getting into this particular industry. What do you say? You said you influence brands.
Yeah.
Particularly. So when a brand comes, an unknown one, Yadla, what do you actually do for such brands, for you to be the ambassador? What do you do for a brand?
So basically, at the moment, like you just said, if other brands come, so I'm basically tied to Diageo. I'm contracted with Diageo, so I only work with Diageo Spirits. And the reason I am with Diageo and ambassador with Diageo is because of my knowledge of whiskey and other spirits.
Mm.
So I think if another brand were to come, I know what's expected now, and it's basically just living the brand.
Mm.
And it like I'm gonna go back when you go on Google or a dictionary, it'll give you a footprint, like a blueprint on how to be a brand ambassador. But I believe all of that is going to be wasted effort if you don't live the brand. I mean, you need to change the brand. Yeah. The brand shouldn't change you. So you just, you adapt to the brand. Just live the brand, man.
So how does Maputi become one? If Maputi wants to be ambassador for a drink.
And work with you every day.
And work with me every day.
Wow.
So specifically for Diageo. Diageo is always looking for people to groom and for people to like to empower. I mean, for Diageo specifically, you would obviously have to start with spirit knowledge. I mean, Diageo is all about spirits. It's the leading spirits company in the world. So it's all about spirits. So start spirits. From the scratch. And yeah, it's not just all about parties, eh?
Yeah.
So yeah, as much as I have a presence there, but it's not all about just partying.
So what is this other life that we don't know about, this non-party life? What do you do?
Wake up at 2, read 2 emails, go back to sleep.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. So I create. Yeah. So it involves creating quite a lot of other brand ambassadors, because I mean, obviously, where our brands are, where you'd find our brands in most hotels, clubs, restaurants, you're not always going to be there. So you need to create other brand ambassadors by imparting knowledge, which also gives me satisfaction because I get to groom, I get to inform, I get to teach other people about what I do as well.
So what do you do? Like when you wake up in the morning, what do you do?
Go on Instagram and just like a few pictures.
Okay.
And then obviously go choose 5 or 6 venues, like upmarket venues.
Every day.
Yeah, just most of the time, just venues that I see my brands in.
Yeah.
I see myself at, and that I see where Diageo can actually make a difference, and we plan and we activate in those spaces.
You know, I've always wondered, when you are drunk at a club, how do you make yourself sober again? What are some of the tips with alcohol, actually, in general?
Cool. And I'm actually glad that you posed that question, which comes back to responsible drinking. Myself and Diageo, we're all about responsible drinking. So if you're drunk, you can't make yourself sober.
It's too late.
You just need to go sleep. So
because you know why? Somebody said to me, "No, go and vomit. You'll be sober again." You know, people actually say that, and someone actually gave me the advice. I'm like, "What? Are you for real?" You know. So there is no going back. You're drunk. So go sleep.
If that person says go and vomit, then you'd honestly have to vomit blood. Because alcohol is in your bloodstream, and once it's in there, it's not gonna leave until so. Every hour, you need to have 25, if it's whiskey, 25 mils of whiskey. If it's cider, then it's probably 1 or 2 tampies of cider or beer.
The whole night?
Every hour.
Okay.
So that's how long your blood takes and your body takes to clean out, to wash out that alcohol.
Okay.
But a tip that I can give is, after every drink a glass of water. After every single drink that you have, drink a glass of water.
But someone like Mpo would ask, so what's the point of drinking?
Well, I wouldn't ask that. don't add to me.
So getting drunk doesn't necessarily mean enjoyment. Yeah. Drinking is for enjoyment.
Yeah. Right?
Enjoyment doesn't come with getting drunk. I mean, where's the enjoyment if at the end of the night someone is holding up your hair and you're throwing up and so much pain. imagine doing that in Taboo. Ooh. Like what would be of you? So just
your PR
always. That's why you see whenever alcohol brands are put out to the market, there's a huge emphasis on drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
That's very, very, very important.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're going to wrap up with you. Where can we catch you? Where are you going tonight? Where can I stalk you?
And when are we getting invited?
So there's a long list tonight of this weekend, what's happening. So since it's Halloween.
Hey.
So, wow, yeah, I think so, I'm on point to it.
So I realized that a lot of black people didn't know that this Halloween is
I saw it, was like hi.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We have a tequila called Don Julio.
Okay.
So basically from Mexico. So there's a whole theme behind the Day of the Dead, Mexico Day of the Dead. So there are quite a lot of activations going on around South Africa.
Okay.
Here in Joburg, there's a place called La Santa in Melville.
Okay.
Just next to Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
There's going to be a Don Julio party there.
On Saturday?
It's Saturday, tomorrow. So tonight, you can go to a place called The Landmark.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also a Don Julio Day of the Dead party.
Are you going to be there?
I'll be at all of them.
Oh, great. Then we know.
Another one tomorrow, Social in Maine, in Bryanston as well.
Okay.
There's another party there. There's a little Ciroc pool party launch at the Maslow Hotel.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, Gemelli Restaurant in Bryanston is turning one. So
there's so much.
So there will be like a farm.
There is actually so much. I wonder how you actually, like, how do you do all of these things? But then that's a question for another day or for a private conversation. So, yeah. Well, it's been amazing meeting you again. I think a lot of people learned a lot about different industries they didn't know about and how they can get into that. So that is really amazing. You said your Twitter and Facebook and Instagram were... Sim Tolile.
So it's Sim underscore Metro.
Sim underscore Metro. I'm wondering
don't
where
ask
Metro.
Why.
I think Metro like for metrosexual maybe. You know. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's a track for all you listeners. Hore le nahane ka voice a gae. Ga ntsa tsa tsamae.
This is a song by Black Tablet, Menzingubani, and Abdul Khoza. Sorry. Welcome, guys. They are here in studio with us.
Thank you for having us.
Kingwenya, Kingwenya.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kingwenya.
This is a club banger, and I'm like, you have two actors on a song. Huh, how did this come about?
Wait, where's the other actor?
Menzingubani.
Menzingubani, duh. Shubusisa Dloma.
Oh, yay!
So, what happened is we met on set because Jimmy is an AD. On Spire, so we literally just met on set, and we, you know, he's a rapper, so you know, rappers have any opportunity amongst each other, they will rap, you know.
Yeah.
So Jimmy gave me a few bars, I gave him a few bars, he was like, yay, we need to do something. And you know, the right energy was there, and it was all positive, so we just came out to make a song. And Jimmy came with the great hook and the chorus, and we jumped on it, you know.
Okay, and am I safe to call it trap? Is it trap?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, you can call it trap, you know.
It's really
trap alento.
So who produced the beat?
It's Khotso Maema, also known as Tone Beats.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. So Ngwenya, why?
Why Ngwenya?
Barely pretty Ngwenya, why?
Ash, it's the Ngwenya family when you look at it.
Oh, it's a family.
It's a family
from
Spire.
The
thing
is,
I'm not
so well, if you watch Spire, you'll know.
No,
I mean, the Ngwenya family.
The guys, the mafia
characters.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Abdul, from acting, music, are we expecting an album?
You can expect an album, right? Like right now, we just have we have a lot of singles that we've been working on to follow up on Ngwenya because people have been demanding, you know, like since they seem to like, you know, what we did initially, this Ngwenya song. So yeah, you can expect it. We already worked on a few songs already. We just featured Danger on our next single.
Danger
from Big Nas.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've got him on the next single, and hopefully it'll also be out like mid November. So yeah, we're hoping you guys bring us back
for that.
For more music.
For more music. So I was actually wondering, you do a lot of acting, right? And you're predominantly known for your acting skills. I've got a friend who's now entering the acting scene. How do you maintain the same energy? Like, Gwanda beats a cut, and now you must maintain the same energy possibly three times.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know what? It's all about the focus that you have on set. Like, there's a lot of things that can distract you on set, you know. You've got your own issues aside. You've got, you know, wardrobe malfunctions. You've got lights going on and off. You've got cut in between your emotional scenes.
Yeah.
But the key is to just keep your focus, man. You need to, because that only chance you have is when that camera is on and
it's
recording,
on.
You know. So you need to give your best every opportunity that comes, you know.
Because for me, the last time I actually saw you act, because I'm not really into TV, the last time I used to act was at Intersection.
Yes.
And I'm guessing for you to get into that role must have taken a lot of just research and a lot of just emotional preparation.
It did, man, it did. And I actually chose that character on purpose because I wanted to challenge myself as well. You know, like, that's the whole point of me doing acting today. I want to try and do everything that people would refuse or not be able or willing to do, you know. So I want to take it there every time. So yeah, in any chance I get, man, I make sure I run with it.
And you just take the ball. So I'm thinking now, weren't you introduced into the industry through that acting show?
Yes, Class Act.
Class Act. So had that not happened, what would you be doing now?
Now I'm not sure, but you know, like I went from the army into the fire service, so I was more into the emergency service kind of, you know, lifestyle. So yeah, man, like I don't know, I'd probably be opening my own gym or something, you know, like there's just always something that I like been, about being
but
active.
But were you always in your mind, I want to be an actor?
Well, you know, I grew up doing martial arts from the age of 4, man, until I had my black belt at 14. And from there on, 3 black belts down the line, I still do martial arts today. So I don't know, like I just never been too far from someone who's active and would easily want to fit into something, you know, of action or whatever, you know. So
so I'm just going to ask you a question. A lot of people want to enter into the entertainment industry, especially acting, and people think I'm generally what is this, I know how to act. How do they actually get into the industry without actually telling us something that, you know, how do they actually
you
do
know
it?
What I'm not going to give you any lies or try and make it sound like it's impossible. Anyone can act, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, yes, anybody can act, guys. You know what, acting is literally reflecting real lives. That's what we do on camera. We're trying to reflect real life situations and what a person emotionally would go through in a situation. So, I mean, you go through that every day, you know, and you have to put on certain faces for certain emotions.
True.
So that's
true.
What acting is. You can, you just need to combine your face with your emotions, literally. And, you know, you engage with your audience through your eyes, because your eyes will never lie. You know, so anyone can act, like I said. It just takes practice, obviously, to know exactly when to, you know, tap into that emotion. And then, yeah, you just, you know, live the moment.
Wow, nice.
So you guys should give it a try. You know, like, don't think you just radio people. Yeah. Go out there if there's an audition. Give it a shot, man. Anybody.
We'll
like
definitely
I said.
Do that.
Definitely. Now that we know that I can do it,
anybody,
I'm definitely going to go for it. So we've got another gentleman here, right? So I'm wondering, what's the issue? Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. So you're part of this entire entourage as well?
Which one?
This one.
No.
You're not. Okay, so you're also an artist, basically.
I am.
Do you also work on this album?
No.
No. He's Sean Trims.
Okay. Sean Trims.
Sean Trims.
Sean Trims. So you're also an artist as
yes,
well.
Yes, I am.
So what are you currently working on? Because my buddy didn't tell me.
No, he has a single out. It's called Thang For You. As in like Thang.
Thang For You.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
I was like, you know what? I'm going to surprise Mpo with this song because it's pretty
amazing. This is a surprise. That's why I'm asking about the entourage, because this is a little surprise. So you guys actually worked on this other ensemble, this one?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I've not heard it, but we're going to hear it today. We're going to hear it today, right? So that's one surprise. So how did you come up with this? What was the inspiration for this?
That's a love song. Mm. You know, I listen to radio all the time. And
how old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay.
Yeah. yes, I listen to radio, and the current state of hip hop. They don't embrace love, they hardly embrace love. So I had to bring that back.
So don't you think when they say these bitches, these girls, isn't that embracing love in a certain way?
No ways. How you call
no
a
ways? You call me a bitch and you call it love. What the hell?
Well, you
call
know.
A bitch when you're smacking her.
Huh?
That's not love. I'm just saying though, you can't call her a bitch. It's like
like, oh, I get what you're saying.
It's contradictory.
That is so interesting. And right now, Mr. White Man, against the white, is it like a theme with Nya White?
I guess so. You know, it's a
so,
light
so
color.
What do, so what do you do with Shantism? Are you the entourage? Are you the the goon, as they call them in here?
Me and Trims work a lot together, especially in terms of like production. We actually just did a track together titled With Me.
Okay.
And we shooting a video.
So you're using that Mexican language, but a thang for ya.
Yeah, we thang.
Yeah, in the East we call it thanging. We thanging.
Oh, it's a thang.
Yeah.
We thanging. So it's like basically, and also With Me is also a love song.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I feel like women are like the center of what us men do. It's like they give so much purpose to our lives. It's crazy about how women make us feel. And you know, I feel like the whole entire story, from the moment you call yourself a man, It's based on the foundation of a woman.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Oh. So, I hope they don't call us sissies after this, man, because
it shouldn't matter what they call you. It should be about the message, because people are definitely going to call you a lot of names.
So, we're going to wrap it up with Abdul and Sean Trism. Like, the main purpose of this was just to get your songs out there, right?
Not a problem, man.
So, Abdul, where can you catch you next? Guys, is sharing a mic with me, by the way.
Yeah, of course. You know, we're keeping it close, guys. We're keeping it close. But like I said, we have another single coming out called Ubusuku Bonke, featuring myself with Danger and Black Tablet. Yeah. So people should look out for that. There's also another one that will probably release a week after that called Push Up. It's myself, Tablet, and one of my ex-army colleagues, a girl by the name of Talia Torrentel.
Okay.
So, we're trying to keep it live, trying to push. So, yeah.
Okay, Sean?
Sean?
Sorry, what was the question?
Where can we find you? Social media? Oh. Where are you performing?
Everything. Let me just keep it short, simple. Everything at Sean Trims. Instagram, Twitter, SEANTRIMZ.
Okay.
Follow me, you'll see what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. The stream, hashtag... Mpo Secrets, Maputi Peres, we out of here. CliffCentral.com.